Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 19th of September 2024. Essence. Sweet children, your duty is to talk to yourselves and become pure. Do not waste your time in thinking about other souls. Question. By having what thoughts in your intellects do you break all your old habits? Answer. We are the children of the unlimited Father, and so we are the masters of the world. We have to become deities. If this enters your intellects, all your old habits will be broken. Whether you are told to renounce them or not, those habits will automatically be renounced. You will renounce your wrong food and drink and alcohol, etc., by yourselves. You would say, wonderful. We have to become Lakshmi and Narayan. We receive our fortune of the kingdom for 21 births, so why would we not remain pure? Om Shanti. The Father repeatedly draws the attention of you children. Are you sitting in remembrance of the Father? Your intellects do not wander in other directions, do they? Therefore you call out to the Father, Baba, come and make us pure. You definitely do have to become pure. You can explain this knowledge to anyone. If you explain to others how this world cycle turns, they will quickly understand it. Even though they might not become pure, they will study this knowledge. This is not a big thing. The cycle of 84 births, the duration of each age, and how many births there are in each age. It is so easy. This has no connection with remembrance. This is a study. The Father is explaining right things to you. Otherwise, it is a matter of becoming Satopradhan, and that will happen by having remembrance. If you don't have remembrance, you will receive a very low status. You won't be able to claim such a high status, and this is why it is said, attention. Let your intellects be in yoga with the Father. This is called ancient yoga. Everyone would have yoga with a teacher. The main thing is remembrance. It is only by having the pilgrimage of remembrance that you can become Satopradhan. Then, after becoming Satopradhan, you have to return home. However, this study is very easy. Even an infant can understand it. It is only in this remembrance that there is a war with Maya. You try to remember the Father, and Maya pulls you to her and makes you forget. You would not say that Shiv Baba is sitting in you, or that you are Shiva. No. I am a soul and have to remember Shiv Baba. It isn't that Shiva has entered you. That cannot be possible. The Father says, I do not enter anyone else. I only ride in this chariot and explain to you children. Yes, if a child has a dull intellect and a good seeker comes, I can enter that child for the sake of service and give drishti to that seeker. I cannot sit in that one all the time. I can adopt many forms and benefit anyone. However, no one can say that Shiv Baba has entered him, and that this is what Shiv Baba is telling him. No. Shiv Baba only explains to the children. The main thing is to become pure so that you can then go to the pure world. The cycle of 84 births is explained very easily. The pictures are put up just in front of you. No one, apart from the Father, can give this much knowledge. It is souls that receive this knowledge. This is called the third eye of knowledge. It is souls that feel happiness and sorrow. The soul has this body. It is the soul that becomes a deity. When someone becomes a barrister or a businessman, it is the soul that becomes that. So the Father now sits here and speaks to you souls and gives you his own introduction. When you were deities, you were human beings, but you were pure souls. You are not pure now, and this is why you cannot be called deities. Now, in order to become deities, you definitely do have to become pure. You have to remember Baba for that. Generally, it is said, Baba, I made this mistake because I became body conscious. The Father sits here and explains to you children, you definitely do have to become pure. Do not commit any sins. You have to become full of all virtues here. By becoming pure, you will go to the land of liberation. There is no need to ask any other questions. Talk to yourself. Do not worry about other souls. They say 2 million souls died in the war. Where did all those souls go? Wherever they went, what does that matter to you? Why are you wasting your time? There is no need to ask other questions. Your duty is to become pure and become the masters of the pure world. By going into other matters, you will become confused. If someone doesn't receive a proper response, he would be confused. The Father says, man above, renounce your bodies and all your bodily relations. You have to come to me. When a person dies and his body is being taken to the cremation ground, his face is away from the cremation ground and the feet are towards the cremation ground. Then, as they come close to the cremation ground, he is turned around so that his face is towards it. Your home is up above. No impure beings can go up above. In order to become pure, your intellects have to be connected in yoga with the Father. You have to go to the Father in the land of liberation. It is because you are impure that you call out, come and make us impure ones pure. Liberate us. The Father says, now become pure. The Father explains in the same language every cycle. He explains in this one's language. Nowadays, Hindi is a common language. It isn't that he can change his language. No, the language of deities is not Sanskrit. Sanskrit is not the language of the Hindu religion. It has to be just the Hindi language. So why would he take up the Sanskrit language? The Father says, when you sit here, sit in remembrance of the Father. Do not get involved in anything else. So many mosquitoes emerge, so where do they go? So many people die instantly in an earthquake. So where do all those souls go? What does that matter to you? The Father has given you Srimat. Make effort for your progress. Do not be concerned about others. Otherwise, there would be concern for so many things. Simply remember me, that is all. Just continue with the method for which you called me. You have to claim your inheritance from the Father. Do not get involved in other things. This is why Baba repeatedly says, attention, check that your intellects do not go anywhere else. You should obey God's Srimat. There isn't any benefit in anything else. The main thing is to become pure. Remember this firmly. Our Baba is our Baba, our teacher, and also our preceptor. Definitely keep this in your hearts. The Father is the Father. He is teaching us. He is teaching us yoga. When a teacher is teaching you, your intellects are connected in yoga to only the teacher and the study. The Father says, you now belong to the Father. You are the children, and this is why you are sitting here and studying with the teacher. No matter where you live, you belong to the Father, so you then also have to pay attention to this study. If you remember Shiv Baba, your sins will be absolved and you will become Sato Pradhan. No one else can give this knowledge. People are in extreme darkness. Look how much strength there is in this knowledge. Where do you receive this strength from? You receive this strength from the Father, through which you become pure. Then this study is simple. Other studies take many months. Here it is just a course of 7 days. By doing it, you will understand everything. Then everything depends on your intellects. Some take a long time and others take a short time. Some understand everything very well in just 2 to 3 days. The main thing is to remember the Father and become pure. That is the difficulty, but this study is most simple otherwise. You have to become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Even by taking 1 day's course, you can understand everything. We are souls, children of the unlimited Father. Therefore, we are definitely the masters of the world. This enters your intellects. If you want to become deities, you also have to imbibe divine virtues. Those who have this in their intellects will instantly renounce all their habits. Whether you tell them to do so or not, they will do it by themselves. They themselves would renounce their wrong food, drink, and alcohol, etc. Wonderful. I want to become this, Lakshmi and Narayan. I am receiving my fortune of the kingdom for 21 births, so why would I not remain pure? You should cling to this. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. However, the knowledge of the cycle of 84 births can be received in a second. You can understand by just looking at it. A new tree would definitely be small. The tree has now become so big and Tamo Pradhan. Tomorrow it will become new and small. You know that you cannot receive this knowledge anywhere else or at any other time. This is a study. The first main teaching that you receive now is remember the Father. Instill the faith in yourselves that the Father is teaching you. God speaks, I teach you Raja Yoga. No human being can say this. When a teacher is teaching you, you would surely remember him. That one is also the unlimited Father. He is making us into the masters of heaven. But how can souls become pure? No one can tell you this. Even if they call themselves God or anything else, they cannot make you pure. Nowadays, many have become God. People have become confused. They say that innumerable religions emerge, and so how can we tell which one is right? Although you have your exhibitions and museums, etc., inaugurated by them, they don't understand anything. In fact, the inauguration has already taken place. First, the foundation is laid, and when the building is ready, its inauguration takes place. People are invited even for the laying of the foundation. The Father carries out the establishment of this, but the inauguration of the new world will definitely take place. There is no need for anyone to carry out that inauguration. The inauguration will take place by itself. We will study here and then go to the new world. You understand that you are now carrying out establishment for which you have to make effort. When destruction takes place, this world will change. You will then go and rule in the new world. The Father carries out the establishment of the Golden Age. When you come, you will receive the Kingdom of Heaven. But who will carry out the opening ceremony? The Father does not go to heaven. As you progress further, you will see what there is to be in heaven and what there will be at the end. You will understand all of this as you make progress. You children know that without purity, you cannot go to heaven with honor. You cannot even claim that much of a status. Therefore, the Father says, make a lot of effort. You may do your business, etc., but what would you do with a lot of money? You won't be able to eat it. Even your children and grandchildren, etc., will not be able to eat from that. Everything will turn to dust. Therefore, be wise and keep a little stock, but transfer everything else. Not everyone can transfer it. The poor transfer everything quickly. On the path of devotion, they transfer everything for their next birth. But that is indirect, whereas this is direct. Impure human beings give and take with impure human beings. The Father has now come, and so you no longer have any give and take with impure beings. You are Brahmins. You have to help Brahmins. Those who do service do not need help themselves. The poor and wealthy, etc., come here, but hardly any millionaires come. The Father says, I am the Lord of the poor. Bharat is a very poor country. The Father says, I come in Bharat, and in that too, this Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place of all, where the Father comes and grants salvation to the whole world. This is hell. you know how hell changes into heaven. You now have all of this knowledge in your intellects. The Father shows you such a method to become pure that everyone is benefited. In the Golden Age, there is no question of loss or any weeping and wailing, etc. The praise of the Father at this time is that he is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness. The praise of the Father is also your praise at this time. You too become oceans of bliss. You give happiness to many. Then, when you souls carry those sanskars to the new world, your praise there will change. You will be called those who are full of all virtues. You are now sitting in hell. This is called a forest of thorns. The Father alone is called the master of the garden and the boatman. Because they are unhappy, people sing, "Take our boat across." So souls call out. Although they sing his praise, they don't understand anything. They simply say whatever enters their minds. They continue to defame God, the highest on high. You would say that you are theists. The bestower of salvation for all is the Father, and we now know him. The Father himself has given his own introduction. They harass you so much because you no longer do devotion. They are in the majority, whereas you are in the minority. When you are in the majority, they too will be pulled and the locks on their intellects will open. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Only be concerned about your own progress. Do not get involved with anything else. Pay full attention to having remembrance and to studying. Do not allow your intellect to wander. 2. The Father has now come here directly. Therefore, transfer everything you have wisely. Do not have any exchange with impure souls. In order to go to heaven with honor, you definitely do have to become pure. Blessing. May you create Brahmin sanskars as a ruler by keeping your mind and intellect free from anything wasteful. Any small wasteful situation, wasteful atmosphere or wasteful scene, first of all influences your mind, and then your intellect cooperates with it. When your mind and intellect continue to work together, in that way a sanskar is created. You then see various sanskars which are not Brahmin sanskars. To be influenced by any wasteful sanskar, to battle with yourself, to lose your happiness repeatedly, are the sanskars of a warrior. A Brahmin means a ruler of oneself who is free from wasteful sanskars and not dependent on anything external. Slogan: a master almighty authority is one who easily overcomes all problems with a firm promise. Om Shanti.